According to search engine inquiries, there's been more interest in the most recent halving event than there was 4 years ago. Miners are having a payoff with increased transaction fees due to runes, and RFK Jr. wants to put the entire U.S. budget on blockchain. FTX, Apple, Mt. Gox are all making news in the crypto world, as is the infamous Buy Bitcoin sign that appeared behind Janet Yellen during her congressional testimony. We're flashing signs too, signs of being real bad and real silly. So we're going to flash you today on our bad news episode number 723 of the Bad Crypto Podcast.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition.
Who's bad?
Travis, quit flashing people.
Flashing the bird.
It's a flash mob.
Good.
As long as it's not a flesh mob, we're good.
Yeah, I'm gonna flashing flash mob where they flash out the titties.
Hello, welcome to the Bad Crypto Podcast.
Only if they're her or zer titties.
Truth in advertising. Bad crypto, duck going things so you don't have to. Heard around the world by at least a handful of people. And once upon a time, we actually hit number 134 of all podcasts in iTunes. I think somebody hacked the system and no other podcasts were available. And so we went way up in the ranks.
We were really hilarious that week.
Yeah,
brief moment. It was actually it was between 1:57 and 1:58 p.m. that one day. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was it. That was good. It's all been downhill since then. So well, thanks for tuning in.
Yeah. Let's check out
mining podcast.
we got news for you guys, and I'm gonna refresh coingecko.com. It is 3:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the 23rd of Avril. That is French for April 2024, and the total crypto market cap $2.58 trillion. Bitcoin 66666. Oh my gosh, this is a
wow.
This is it. Now if it was 66 cents, that would be like, I want to buy enough Bitcoin just to move it up half a dollar so we get there.
Right.
Ethereum. There you
go. That's actually pretty exciting. Actually, it's really cool. It's moving back up a little bit, so that's good. I like it heading toward. I like it to be closer to 70 than closer to 60.
Correct. Ethereum 3221, BNB 608, Solana 158, XRP 55 cents, Dogecoin 16, and Toncoin at $5.68 with Cardano, Shiba Inu, and Avalanche.
We got to go down all the way down to the 20s, top 20, baby. Look at that. It's like, internet computer, not quite in the top 20, just out of the tie of the top 20. So there's a battle right now, Polygon and internet computers, and near. They're all sort of really close.
Near's, they're all kind of near.
They're all kind of close to the thing. And then then after that, it's like almost 10 billion. So
biggest winner for the week is the meme coin Bonk, up 54%. Hedera up 52%. Acash, Pepe, Arweave. Is it meme coin season again, Trav? Floki's up. Maybe it's time again for
looking
things
like to
flowing. None that are down significantly.
I think this probably, Joel, because of the Bitcoin halving and then runes, as we're going to mention here coming up. I think that memes on Bitcoin are going to start being more relevant, and then we're starting to see them pop up probably in other places as well. So,
well, one of the things that people check to see what are leading indicators for interest in Bitcoin is Google searches, and Google searches for Bitcoin halving were higher this time around than they were in April of 2020 when we had the last halving. Actually, May 2020 was when it happened that last time, and you can see search results right here. So this would have been where Bitcoin halving was searched right before the previous halving, and this time it accelerated over it. By the way, this article was published before the halving actually took place, and for those of you that aren't aware, the halving went off without a hitch, as was expected.
So wait, Bitcoin halving and 420, they actually, it, nice. So it was more popular than 420 on 420, although it said it did it before 420. So April 20th is the marijuana pot smokers holiday.
For those who don't know. Okay. So the people were talking last week, and, you know, one of the people that was making jokes online was Peter Schiff, because he's forever a troll when it comes to Bitcoin. How transaction fees, like if you wanted to send $100 in Bitcoin, the fee was like $100. And that turns out was happening because of Runes, this new protocol for tokens and NFTs on Bitcoin. And, you know, the halving is supposed to bring fees down, and instead things got crazy.
Yep. It was really interesting. I mean, I was sitting in a 6-hour Twitter spaces that night listening, and people were just giddy about what was going on. So they were doing all kinds of things to try to get those earliest runes. And it was fascinating what was going on. Those Bitcoin transaction fees were skyrocketing to almost Ethereum NFT era, right?
$128. Look at that. Look at where it hit the chart here. I mean, that's insane.
People were trying to get as close to that 840,000th block as possible, trying to get in it, near it, as quickly as possible, right? And then, as we know, those blocks are popping about every 10 minutes. And so, you know, they were front, a lot of people. I think the mining fees were so high, Joel, is because so many people were trying to front load it and trying to put as much in it as possible to make sure that theirs was included. Because, and then you can look at this. This is the very first minutes right there. Z. What the, like, wow, these are just weird names. It's like they didn't think about it too much. And so I've been paying attention to some of these spots. I mean, I was Luminex, Luminex is one place where you can go and check out new runes, and you can actually mint runes on that. I think it's luminex.com, Joel.
We need somebody on the show to talk about.
All right. It'd be great to get Casey Ortemar on here or whatever. Rode Ortemar, the dude who built Ordinals and then said, wait a second, this is clogging up the network too much. And now they're able to basically create a sort of an inscription type of a thing that's just numerical digits to make it much smaller. And then also certain runes, once they get set up as a rune, like that's connected to a Satoshi, like that Satoshi can't be spent. Now it's tied up, so that one won't be able to be as a Satoshi.
Quit ruining things, Trav. So producer Lisa, there you go. There's your homework. Casey Rodarmor. I can read really well. It looks like
Rodarmor.
He needs to come on the show. We need to and find out things about runes.
So we can come on. Everybody in the world wants to talk to him right now.
Yeah. Grayscale is making waves in the ETF realm again, as they are having a mini Bitcoin ETF that's going to have the lowest fee among all spot Bitcoin ETFs of 0.15%. So it is a Bitcoin mini trust, and they're trying to make this appealing so that, you know, everybody comes on in. Hey, the risk is really low here. Your fees are really low, and trust us with your Bitcoin.
Right. So think about that, 0.15%. And then the other ones were much higher. Grayscale was way higher than that. And so it's a competitive market, folks. How about that? Prices actually go down when you're in a true market where we got real competition. How about that?
Yeah. And what's also really interesting about these ETFs is how many of them were offered all at once. You know, typically an ETF comes out as one ETF for whatever that commodity or security is. And in this case, it was like, boom, what do we have, 13 of them or something all at once? And so I do subscribe to what Plan B was talking about. And we want to get him on the show too, because we're watching for those red dots. If you don't know what I'm talking about, then you need to look up Plan B's videos on YouTube. And this guy's been pretty on point with his charts, and maybe we'll get a chance to talk to him. What do you think of RFK, Trav?
Well, what do I
Junior,
think of RFK?
Of course. Junior.
One side of me, I go, I think the dude's awesome. The other side of me, he's married to a Hollywood insider, so to speak, right? She's been very famous in Hollywood. So he's stated that he's ultra liberal. He's got some good policies. He's got some bad policies. I think most people are you say I'm a liberal or I'm a conservative. I think most people, depending on the issue, they lean liberal or they lean conservative, right? And in my mind, it's like, you know, RFK is going to play the Ross Perot role where he's pulling votes from somebody. Is he going to pull them from Trump or is he going to pull them from Biden? And then I know that he was coming out with potentially, you know, Trump's team was asking him to be the VP.
Well,
and,
that has not been verified. They may have spoken to him, but Trump, nobody's ever come out and said.
Nobody on the Trump side has said anything. Yeah. RFK did. So I don't know why he would lie, but politicians tend to lie.
Yes.
I mean, the legacy of Kennedy is a great legacy, right? The JFK, RFK, and to an extent, their younger brother. You know, it's just weird.
Not Teddy,
though.
It seemed
to me like he could bring people together potentially. And I do love this. I do love some of his policies. I'll say that.
Yeah. So he is proposing that we put the entire U.S. budget on blockchain, which would be complete transparency. And that is something the government does not want, right? They don't want you.
Oh, God, no,
they don't want transparency. But to go back to your point, I think he's going to take more votes away from the Democrats because he is a more traditional Democrat. There's a lot of people that have woken up that going, the Democrats of today have gone way too far, you know, to the left, way too far, like communist socialist policies. And there's a lot of Democrats that are going, man, this is not me anymore. But I can't see myself going to Trump. So I think that right. The votes are going to go to Kennedy. And I'll bet you he doesn't take more than 3% of the votes tops.
Yeah. I could see him taking 9 more. Or 10% or 4%. I mean, we don't know. It's still... What it's still April, and so yeah. But the fact is, you know, what I will say is, I think is complete bullshit. Is the fact that even Biden said, yeah, the Kennedy family's had more horrible violence ever, you know, and he's still not giving them any Secret Service, right? Like none. He had a dad that got killed and an uncle that got killed, and then they're not giving him any Secret Service. And then when you see Trump pulling into like he's going to something, dude, and he's got a whole cavalcade of people just like police motorcycle car, like wow. Like I know he's a former president and all, but like he's got like when he comes to town, it's more presidential than when Biden seems to come to town. It's weird.
Yeah, there was a video last week of Biden visiting Scranton where he's from and walking into a gas station, you know, quick stop, and people there, they were just so uninterested in talking to him. There was like zero enthusiasm. And I'm like,
81 million votes legally. And if you question it, then you're a conspiracy theorist and you should probably be arrested and put away for years because you should not be thinking for yourself.
And you know who will do that is the SEC will come after you. But in this case, two SEC lawyers have resigned. Yeah, a judge has basically said you've abused your power here in a particular crypto case that, this is an article on Bloomberg that producer Lisa, I can't read this. It's behind a paywall. I don't want to pay Bloomberg. But apparently a Utah crypto firm was put into receivership and this judge sanctioned these SEC lawyers, which is nice to see for a change that, you know, that there's a judge out there that's willing to stand up to abuse of power in the federal government.
It's wild. But I think this, that if these SEC lawyers have been forced to resign because they were sort of, you know, trolling crypto markets and making it not good, and they were doing things that were intentionally, you know, to hold it back, then they should certainly have to resign. Like, I mean, look at what's happening. I mean, I've been in the process of creating a company, and there's no way in hell that I'm going to create a crypto business in America. Dude, I will move out of America, and nobody's creating a crypto business in America. Like, do these people see what they're doing, or do they even care? It just makes you wonder. It's like, AI's pretty big here in America. There's no lie around that. Silicon Valley's AI is huge. But are they just ignoring crypto? It's just so weird, because it seems to me AI plus crypto is going to be how AIs communicate and transact with one another, right? Different bots and agents are doing things. And so it's just very short-sighted, and it angers me in a lot of ways, because and I look at it and I go, you know, the SEC has said that Bitcoin is a commodity, right? So like, it's a commodity. So what's happening now? We got runes and BRC20 tokens where you can actually create a token on top of a commodity. Is that a shit coin? Is that, you know, something the SEC should be trying to regulate? Are they going to reevaluate it again? They haven't even fully evaluated it all. So I don't know. It's just so weird.
As long as we're talking about the SEC, let's look at this story here where they've been going after Justin Sun, you know, the creator of Tron. And they're saying that because he spent almost 400 days in the U.S. from 2017 to 2019, that they should have jurisdiction in their complaint over him for selling unregistered securities. I guess he spent a lot of time here. And I mean, the SEC is just so archaic in their approach to crypto. And they're going to go after absolutely anybody that they think they can.
It's no longer the SEC. It's the SUC.
Because they suck.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I would say. You know, when these things were set up, they were originally set up, in my estimation, right, to say, hey, we're here to protect the American consumer from bad behavior. But now instead, they just make policies that benefit themselves and destroy innovation. Like, who's that help? Who is it helping?
Yeah, not the people. Not the people. I mean, the fact is we have midiots that are running the country. There's no question about it. The vast majority of the people that are in charge in powerful positions are idiots. And they shouldn't be running a McDonald's, let alone running the U.S. government and having responsibilities over people.
You can't fire them, because they're government employees, and they're basically I don't know. I don't know if the forefathers, whenever they were constructing the Constitution, were like, you know what? We want to make sure that the government grows indefinitely, and we can't fire anybody who's not performing good. Like who thought of that? Like, that's the craziest shit. Like, oh, hey, it's almost like you're a tenured professor. You get a job with the government and you're a tenured professor. They can't fire you. And then people are sitting around doing very little good because they have no incentive to do good. It's crazy.
And true. So FTX back in the news again, Trav, there's been a bunch of tokens, Solana tokens that FTX has had that have been locked. And apparently they are now going to be unlocking them for an auction sale. It says FTX really coming back. They're going to be, these are part of the FTX estate.
Well, here's the thing. They have a bunch of Solana locked up, right? Mm. And so why don't we let the prices go for fair market value? They end up doing these sales as an estate. And then you have somebody like, you know, Tim Draper came in back in the day and bought like $300 Bitcoin or whatever it was. And it was like the fair market value was much higher than that. Like, and if anybody who got, you know, screwed over by FTX and SBF, they should be front in line to get what they lost, right? So hopefully this is a way to make everything right. And I wonder, with all those things and all those holdings that they had back, and the value of those increased substantially, and if everybody was made whole, it would almost be like, okay, SBF would be like, hey, everybody's taking care of you guys. Get me out of jail now, please.
I don't think so. Other, you know, sore spots in the crypto world include Mt. Gox. And so now they are saying that there is a timetable for repaying people that had crypto in Mt. Gox. Of course, not
10 years later, bruh.
Yeah, not that it matters, because you're going to get back the value of the Bitcoin at the time, not the amount of Bitcoin that you had, right? So, you know, if you had one, you know, 10 Bitcoin in there at the time, and that 10 Bitcoin was worth $5,000, that's what you're going to get, not 10 Bitcoin. You get $5,000.
Yeah. dude. That is the worst, bro. And let me ask this. So it's like, whoever did the scamming there at Mt. Gox, and they have all, if they have whatever they have, you know what? I think that was part of the deal with like Tim Draper's deal. Like they confiscated a bunch of Bitcoin, right? I know they confiscated some from some of these types of deals, but it says here 850,000 Bitcoin was lost to a security breach. Like, good Lord, like who are those people? Right. And then now they got to pay 142,000 Bitcoin. Where are those other 700,000 Bitcoins, bruh? And my, by the way, my pronouns are bruh and dude. So, you know, okay. I don't want you to mispronoun me.
Okay, dude. So while I'm not a fan of big tech.
Actually, Sir Lord, I guess, is one of my pronouns as well.
Sir and Lord. I'm not a big fan of big tech because, let's face it, they're all mostly evil now. But when I see big names getting involved, Apple Pay is the benchmark as crypto mobile payments push for adoption. So this article from the Helio CEO says basically we need Apple Pay and Google Pay to take a look at these new methods of payment platforms. And it's going to happen. It's just a matter of time. You know, they're not, when they see that people want to use crypto, they're going to figure out, okay, how do we integrate this? And using...
Well, there's a problem in that, Joel, whereas Apple likes to get 30% of whatever you buy.
Right.
And so there would have to be some sort of mechanism in there that maybe you could pay with crypto, but it avoids Apple. It converts it. Yeah, you can buy with crypto, but it immediately transfers it to fiat or a stable coin or something. Or maybe you could pay with stable coins. I think paying with stable coins would probably be better. It would probably be more advantageous.
Well, the point
weird.
He's making here is not that Apple is going to adopt Bitcoin. He's saying that easy it is to use Apple Pay is the benchmark for what we're looking for so, you know, having adoption of crypto easy for people to use. So click, pop, scan, click, pay, right? And it's done.
Yeah. Dude, I did that. I very rarely will use Apple Pay out in the real world, Joel, but I was out and I forgot my wallet and I was like, oh man, I forgot my wallet. And they're like, well, do you have Apple Pay? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, boop. And I was like, dude, I hadn't done that. I'm more crypto guy or whatever, but I don't debit card or cash if I have cash, but I never use Apple Pay and I probably should be using it more.
It works. Everything Apple does, it just works. Mm-hmm. So remember this guy, Trev, back in 2017 when we were still new to the show, Christian Langelis photobombed Janet Yellen as she was testifying before Congress and had a picture behind him of holding up the sign. And let's see, I think we can show that picture of him right here. This dude right behind, where is he holding it up? There it is. There it is, right? He just flashed it real quick. Buy Bitcoin. There it is. And so he's auctioning.
That shitty and smirk on his face is beautiful.
Yeah, he's auctioning the sign off right now. And I think it's currently at $140,000. I need to see where the latest is. I know it's being auctioned. Where is it being auctioned? He wants to use the funds to fund his Lightning product. There it is. Okay, it's currently, the current price is 2.2 Bitcoin, $146,000. Still has 1 day, 3 hours left on it for you to own the Buy Bitcoin sign. I mean, it's a piece of history.
There you go. I love that scarce.city. That's a good name.
I think he got let go from his job or his position as a result of doing this. He got disciplinary action against him. So you can go and you can bid on this. You can have the original Buy a Bitcoin sign. Should be an NFT. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, somebody's going to buy the original Bitcoin sign, get it mounted. But it's kind of cool. It's still connected to the legal pad.
Yeah, and then make it as runes. Right. Yeah. Scan it and make it as the official Buy Bitcoin NFT. Finally, in the game space, one of the biggest names in gaming is Square Enix. And they have teamed up with Yatsu and Animoca for an Ethereum NFT game. And of course, you know, the response from gamers with where NFTs is concerned has been mostly negative, primarily because of false narrative, right? They don't really understand. It's like they're willing to spend all this money on in-game items that then they can only use in-game or sell for other in-game currency. And now they can find rare items that actually have real value that they can sell to somebody else who wants to use it. But they'll get it. They'll catch up, and NFTs and games will be a huge thing. But this is kind of cool to see. This is going to happen.
Well, I would say, I mean, if you think about it realistically, you know, PFPs were not great. I mean, oh, great, it's a cool, it's a profile photo, right? But when you dive into all the different things you can do with NFTs, and if you do go to Linktree, linktr.ee/futureofNFTs, there's a bunch of research reports and stuff on there of all the different things that can be done with NFTs. So I think that people are starting to understand more so what's going to happen with these things and why they're important. And I just think that, you know, there's people looked at it incorrectly. People who are, and they're like, oh my God, Ethereum, the gas fee. Yeah, they did suck, right? That the gas fees suck. But there's so many other things that could be done that made it better.
Apparently, this game is called Symbiogenesis. And there is going to be probably 10,000 NFTs, I'm guessing, in the collection. And you should be able to play it without it, but you can buy or mint a character. And this just leads to how to mint NFTs. But somewhere out there, you can figure it out for yourself if you're
interested. It was Square Enix?
Square Enix.
Square penis? That's weird. It's like a Minecraft penis? It's a square rectangle-y thing?
You're so crazy.
I apologize.
That's the news, Trev. How about the weather now?
All right. Yeah, so it's good. The halving is taking place. And what do you think? I think that this particular Bitcoin halving and the runes, you can see the thumbnail of this video on YouTube. We're going to take this bad boy and animate it and turn it into an NFT. So if you are on part of the Nifty Club there on our wonderful website over there, uncut.fm, uncut.network, either one, they both work. I like .fm because it's so short. Uncut.fm. You can go check out Bad Crypto. Find us.
There it is. Say hello. Badcrypto.uncut.network. If you are listening to the show and you do not yet have your Bad Crypto Nifty Club card, this is it right here. It's pegged to 0.002 ETH, which means as of this recording, it's $6. Go get one of these and look at these pretty airdrops that we've put out there. All kinds of super cool, fun stuff, some with additional utility, and some just will make you proud to own them. I mean, we've done a lot of these already. Very exciting.
It is true. I'm going to have some fun playing around with this one right here because just put together the show card for it. And it's a Bitcoin with a big crack in it with exploding runes around it.
A Kraken. Is a Kraken in it?
You know what? I'm going to unload my video.
Travis is just running away.
I'm still here. I'm still here.
We'll talk about this offline. Let's let these people get on with their day. All right.
Oh, I want to show you. It's awesome.
What? All right. Everybody hang around for just a second. Travis is going to show us something.
Didn't want to see.
Not that I don't want to. The people are busy.
It's a web piece. A web piece are weirder.
They have places to go. Hey, you know what? Travis has been messing around with some AI music generation, and we're going to close this show out right now with a song that he created. Enjoy it. And until next time, stay bad.
Crypto goes up and crypto goes down. It's on this roller coaster. You get the crown. Riding the waves. It's a digital sea in this crypto game. DeFi, NFT. Are sweet, losses hit deep. This crypto life ain't for the weak. Cling to your coins, hold them tight, and put in your wallet so they're out of sight.
Who's bad?
The Bad Crypto Podcast is a production of Bad Crypto LLC. The content of the show, the videos, and the website is provided for educational, informational, and entertainment purposes only. It's not intended to be and does not constitute financial, investment, or trading advice of any kind. You shouldn't make any decisions as to finances, investing, trading, or anything else based on this information without undertaking independent due diligence and consultation with a professional financial advisor. Please understand that the trading of Bitcoins and alternative cryptocurrencies have potential risks involved. Anyone wishing to invest in any of the currencies or tokens mentioned on this podcast should first seek their own independent professional financial advisor.